For more on the day's events in the World Game, I spoke to SBS commentator Lucy Zelic, herself a Croatian-Australian, on the line from Russia after today's match. Lucy Zelic, a France-Croatia final. Could you have dreamed of this?
No, and I couldn't have dreamed of this World Cup panning out in the fashion that it did either. I think if someone had given me a crystal ball before we'd even left Australia for Russia and said, look, Lucy, this is actually what's going to happen, I would have said, you are nuts. There's no chance in hell that these particular teams are going to fall, that these goals are going to be scored, that these matches are going to go all the way to penalties. And this is what we've gotten. We've gotten a tournament that's surprised, that's shocked, that's had so many twists and turns. And now to be in a situation where we've got a Croatia v France final is just so remarkable, and it's so special for both these teams for very different reasons. Of course, France chasing their second trophy, they're looking to expel the ghosts of the past and be able to recapture that magic that they did as the host nation in 1998. And of course, it's even more poetic because the team that were knocked out in the semi-finals by France before they went on to then win it in the final, was Croatia. They were knocked out by them. So, you know, this is a chance for them to rewrite history, the Vatreni, and gain some form of redemption. But my word, what a game that was this morning. Just absolutely remarkable scenes. And for this nation of 4.1 million people, considering the political climate and everything that's going on back there, this has transcended all of that for this brief period. And nothing's been able to do that in the world other than football, because it's just brought everybody together. And you saw some of the scenes at the end there, the players crying and, the stuff that's been coming out of Croatia back home, the phone calls that I've been getting and the messages of complete and utter delirium and excitement. It's just been so great to see, because nothing but football can stir these kinds of emotions in people. It is the global sport, and it's why we love it so much.
We've seen that kind of emotion expressed across Australia today from Australian Croatians. What do you think it means for them?
Oh, it means a lot. I just sort of recanted the memories of 1998, and that was Croatia's debut appearance at a World Cup. So to go on and finish third, they were knocked out by France, and then they played the Netherlands and then ended up defeating them. So, to finish third in your debut World Cup appearance is already special as it is. But then to be able to come here and do what they did against an England side that coming into the tournament nobody was really talking about with great expectation, because there's been so much disenchantment around them as a footballing nation for a number of years. But, for now, it's all about France and Croatia in the final at Luzhniki Stadium.
SBS commentator Lucy Zelic on the line from Russia.